Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
People expected to ring in 2025 in Times Square. ABC's Lionel Moyes.
The NYPD expanding the area blocked off this year in wake of the ISIS-inspired machete attack at a police checkpoint 2 years ago. Drones, bomb-sniffing dogs, and officers in plain clothes will be deployed. The police commissioner is promising a massive presence following the recent attack at a Christmas market in Germany.
In South Korea, Jeju Air CEO Kimmy Bae saying funeral preparations are underway for the 179 people who died when the airline 737-800 crash landed on Sunday. An American NTSB team of experts has arrived in South Korea to assist in the investigation into the crash. Respiratory illnesses like COVID-19, flu, and RSV are surging nationwide. New Hampshire seeing high activity. This is ABC News. Part of New Orleans cleaning up on the last day of 2024 after a partial collapse of a building that stood for nearly two centuries.
Real estate records show that the two-story wedge-shaped building was constructed in 1830 and was being renovated. But last night, a security camera across the street captured video of its collapse. Jamal Israel had just come home from work.
All of a sudden, I just heard this loud boom and the lightning flash through the windows.
Falling bricks took down an electrical transformer and crushed two cars, but no one was hurt. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A brief scare on the runway for a jet carrying the Gonzaga University men's basketball team. It nearly crossed a runway at LAX as another plane was taking off. No one was hurt. The FAA is investigating. And it's being dubbed the Work-In. Walmart selling a look-alike of the famous Birkin bag. The real thing can go for tens of thousands of dollars. The Walmart version just under 80, but sold out. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million and change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks are back on the court. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are on the road in Chicago to take on the Bulls at the United Center. The Bucks with a record of 16-14. The Bulls three games under 500 at 15-18. We'll have a full recap after the game tonight. NFL, the Packers hosting the Chicago Bears Sunday at noon. Players like Packers right guard Sean Ryan still disappointed in their 27-25 loss to the Vikings Sunday in Minneapolis.
Everyone here is upset. You know, going into the end of that game, we definitely, you know, we're juiced up, you know, get a chance to win the game, but you know, we can't wait for, you know, the end of the game to get ready for that, so it's got to start fast and do better early on in the game. We'd like to end each drive with points, whether that be a field goal or seven. But we just got to do better across the board. You know, pick up blitzes better, you know, run the ball, you know, block people better, not allow them to get that far ahead and play catch up.
That's Packers right guard Sean Ryan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers possible here today. Our high in the low 30s with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we run through some of our favorite This Shouldn't Be a Things. Also, we talk the wonderful world of weddings coming up. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Lacked coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
On 92.7 FM, WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Yeah, I think it's one of those days, you know, and yeah. It's the end of the year.
I know.
And we used to have something called Dumpster Fire Friday. Let's do it today.
Why not?
And let's blow these stories. We don't need these stories.
No.
In the next year.
Move through them.
Let's bury these things once and for all in 2024.
Yes.
So we can start off fresh. Under the new Trump presidency.
Oh, yep.
I shouldn't have said that.
3 weeks.
That depressed me immediately.
Okay. This portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger. What are we listening to?
Fire.
Oh, the dumpster fire. Let me start over.
There's the fire department in red.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com. 31 degrees, high near 35 today or so.
All right.
Maybe a few flurries.
Let's get to these three texts here before you get into the first story.
All right. Matt Middleton, what do you got?
He's celebrating the new year by he's celebrating the end of the American dream. Because he's going to go to sleep tonight to find the American dream.
Okay.
Sherry says hi to us. And Gordy, your neighbors, they say they're going to be day drinking at dive bars.
All right.
Maybe
I can tag along. Yeah. Gordy, if you jump our fence, our red heeler dog may not like it. Okay. I won't do that then. Try and stop me. Okay. if you're going out for New Year's Eve, most people say they have better plans, according to a new poll.
More people are staying home. They really put a lot of money in their living rooms or, you know, sound systems.
Especially as you get older. The
OLED televisions.
People say it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Nearly 2 in 10.
It really isn't.
Only 20% plan to actually go out.
Well, you know, they're celebrating right now.
Just 5% going
Sydney,
to a bar.
Australia.
Yeah, Sydney.
The Sydney Harbour is just lit up with
fireworks.
It's just, it's gorgeous, actually. My
beautiful.
God, look at that. So it looks like they're blowing up the bridge.
right?
They're blowing it up.
No. Yeah, it's nice.
Isn't that
so
crazy?
It's Happy New Year in Sydney, Australia.
The thing is, they must have a lot of trust in the people putting all those fireworks and explosives up on a bridge in Sydney, Australia. I mean, somebody could actually put in a real explosive up there, right?
Look at that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But they decided to celebrate early, I guess. You know, it's already 2025 in Sydney, Australia.
It's because of the international dateline thing.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we were arguing earlier about where the international dateline is, and I guess I was wrong. Yeah. I thought it was in England,
no.
But it is in the middle of the Pacific.
It is.
Right.
Yeah, just some random location.
Back to the fire now.
Before we get to the dumpster fire, we've been talking about Jimmy Carter an awful lot, and I just want to play something from Jimmy Carter. This has to do with Israel. And I tried to explain it to my kids, you know, the powerful lobby, Israeli lobby in this country.
Sure.
And it's tough. You can't really fight it. They'll call you anti-Semitic. And they didn't understand it. And I just wish I had this clip for them. This is Jimmy Carter explaining the issue with the powerful Israeli lobby in this country. Let's listen to it.
Why don't Americans know what you have seen?
Americans don't want to know, and many Israelis don't want to know what is going on inside Palestine. It's a terrible human rights persecution that is far transcends what any outsider would imagine. And there are powerful political forces in America that prevents any objective analysis of the problem in the Holy Land. I think it's accurate to say that not a single member of Congress with whom I'm familiar would possibly speak out and call for Israel to withdraw to their legal boundaries or to publicize the plight of the Palestinians or even to call publicly and repeatedly for good faith peace talks. There hadn't been a day of peace talks now in more than 7 years. So this is a taboo subject, and I would say that if any member of Congress did speak out, as I've just described, they would probably not be back into Congress the next term.
There you go. It kind of explains it, and I wish more Congress people would be that forthcoming,
right?
That blunt, that honest about the situation, but they're all afraid to say something, all afraid to speak out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Let's go to the phones. You can call us, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK.
Or text as well on our Civic Media app. We've got Joe on the line right now. Joe, hey, thanks for giving us a call. It's last day of the year.
Good morning.
Yeah, and you were speaking about your December 31st plans, and I just wanted to mention, just started this in my mind. My plan is I always try to watch the film Casablanca at least once a year. Particularly in this day and age, it's, you know, a very inspiring message of a man whose lines were, "I don't stick my neck out for nobody," mm-hmm. and then made the turn in his life to, you know, grandiose, wonderful things. Well, maybe not grandiose, but important, wonderful things of fighting for freedom. And, I know so many people who have been saying, after this election, I just want to stick my head in a hole and not come out for 4 years. And I would just encourage people, watch Casablanca, get inspired again. And I also wanted to bring it in when you were talking in a previous episode of your show, you were talking about where does this word woke come from? And I just wanted to throw this into the mix. The word woke, it's so disparaged and it's so unfortunate. I was reading about this, and one of the first mentions of the word woke came from a song by the American, a blues singer, Leadbelly. And he was talking about that, you know, the 20s were a terrible time of lynching in our country. There were lynchings happening every day for long periods of time. And he wrote a song about the Scottsboro Boys, and in it he talks that's a terrible lynching. 9 young men were lynched, and these men were lynched as they moved through the town of Scottsboro. And in the lyrics of his song, he uses the words, he says, "Best stay woke, keep your eyes open." Mm. The idea being, they faced terrible dangers. You know, there were these sundowner laws, all that sort of thing. You were to get out of town and know your place and not speak up. And in contrast to that, he uses that word woke. You if you're going to survive, you got to be woke. You got to look around and be politically active and smart and not stupid and realize what's going on. But it opened up there's that word of woke came earlier during the 1860 election of Abraham Lincoln. There was a group that came up called the Wide Awakes. And these were young men who were very concerned about providing security to Abraham Lincoln when he was doing his political work, because they were against the spread of slavery, which is what the South wanted and was one of the defining defining issues in that particular election. So they provided security and support for Lincoln if he was doing his political activities. This group, the Wide Awakes, came to be a political group of over a 500,000 members back then.
Wow.
And included members in the state of Wisconsin. They claimed that they had members in every county of the northern states. And you can still see documents about the Wide Awakes if you look on Wikipedia and other sites. There were chapters in Waupun, Wisconsin of the Wide Awakes. They were different than most parade groups in that they always paraded silently. They had black capes, and they would wear these or carry these torches at night, so they had the black capes to prevent the oil from spilling on their clothing. And they were an important force to provide a sense of inspiration and a sense of a place to go for young men who were against the idea of spreading slavery in our country. So, and of course, big surprise, the South hated it and started their own paramilitary groups to combat the Wide Awakes because they're wanting to stay sleepy for a very, very, very long time. This is a continuing idea in our culture of keep your eyes closed and stick your head in the hole. So I guess I would say, you know, it goes back hundreds of years in our culture, people. You know, you got to be strong. You got to watch that Casablanca and get charged for the next battle. I found myself thinking of the Dusty Springfield song from the 60s where she says, "I don't want to be." She says, "You don't own me." That was the name of the song. You don't own me.
Leslie Gore.
Yeah, and I am not going to give away my energy to that Trumpness, and I, you know, they may disparage woke, but I think it's a lot better to be woke than asleep, people. I don't want to walk into walls.
Absolutely. From the definition you gave us of woke, I don't want to get rid of that either. I think everybody should be protecting it, if anything. All right, I appreciate
it. Look around and stay active.
All right, Joe.
Thank you, Joe,
for giving us a call
this
morning.
Very inspiring.
That is. Stay woke, be aware.
Yes.
And they want to get rid of being aware. Just let things roll, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah.
I was considered woke as another way of just saying liberal.
Right.
They want to get rid of the liberal way of thinking.
Yeah.
And that doesn't sound like, you know, freedom of speech or thought or anything. To me, I don't know. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned, you know, like a old crinkled constitution of some sort.
Yeah. Yeah, they made liberal a dirty word.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
Right.
Kind of woke.
Yep.
You know. Yep.
Why? All right. Well, that was very informative. I did not know there was a Wide Awakes out
now
there.
Now I'm going to watch Casablanca and get all inspired again.
You know, when she mentioned it, I just got goosebumps again because you
know,
there are moments in that film that just say it all.
Right.
I mean, just inspire you instantly.
Sam?
I still haven't seen it. I got to watch it.
What do you mean you haven't seen
it?
Okay. Didn't you go to film school or something? I mean, wasn't that required?
Yeah, no, it wasn't actually. That's the funny thing. I work for a media company, but I really don't consume all that much media.
Well, the thing is, you played movies for people at the UW.
That's right.
And here you are. You're not playing V for Vendetta. You're not playing
Casablanca.
All these classics. Yeah. And
Marx
some
Brothers.
I'll get on the case of the people who program all the movies. Yeah. I'll get on their case.
Well, you bring Jim back and I'll give him a list.
Sure thing.
All right.
Watch any Marx Brothers movies?
No, I haven't actually.
Wow. Okay. Night at the Opera, Duck Soup, Day at the Races. No? Okay.
All right.
I'll add them to my watch list. It's ever growing.
All right. Here's that classic song that changed music completely.
Yes. Leslie Gore. Back with more of the Dumpster Fire.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action. Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers. The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal. Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You need the room, you need the space. You gotta find yourself a swinging place. You gotta fly, you gotta soar. You gotta live a little more. Don't try and fight it, you've been invited. Come on and swing, swing, swing it.
Oh yeah, it gets me going, it does.
You like all these kind of surfy song, surf music
I
songs.
I do. It's just a more innocent time. You're just crazy.
Yeah. You're caught in that era.
I am. Yeah. 92.7 WMDX.
I think you need help.
I thought you were therapy. Leading me there.
You need
really?
Help. Yeah.
But you like Billy Joel and the Police.
No, I...
Oh, God. All right.
I like them, but I don't play them all place. The time.
I like my place in the sand.
Okay.
Okay. You know, before we go to the phones, I have this. I just thought, you know, best description of Mad King Donald. Okay, here it is. This is it. This is an ex post. It's almost impossible to believe he exists. It's as if we took everything that was bad about America, scraped it off the floor, wrapped it all up in an old hot dog bun skin, and then taught it to make noises with its face. There you go.
That's quite a description.
I thought that was quite the description. All right, okay. and a promise. New Year's, right? You know, Trump made all these promises. This is an actual post from Donald Trump. Your automobile insurance is up 73%. Vote for Trump, I'll cut that number in half. So this is another thing we just got to keep an eye on. Our auto car insurance premium's going to be cut in half. We will see.
I can't wait.
All right.
Wait and see.
Okay, let's go to Mark. He's on the phone for us. What do you got for us, Mark?
Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning, guys. And I certainly hope, you know, auto insurance rates do come down, but they're not going to. Trump's not going to do any squat about that.
I know.
But, I mean, you brought up a couple of movies. So you brought up some movies there. Like V for Vendetta is a perfect. I mean, that's Norse Fire. I mean, Mega is Norse Fire.
Yeah,
from that movie. And Pure and Simple. And another good movie is from Cabaret. The song that's kind of terrifying is "What Tomorrow Belongs to Me," where that young, you know, very German-looking young man stands up and starts singing "Tomorrow Belongs to Me," and then all of a sudden all the other little fascists in waiting start raising up and singing along with it, singing it as well. Hmm. That it is, they're all singing the MAGA tune, and that.
What was that from?
It's Cabaret.
Cabaret. Okay, I'm unfamiliar with that. Me. Yeah.
And it's are the hands going to be the vigilantes going? I think that was from V for Vendetta. Wasn't the hands are going out and the chase down the young woman there at the beginning of the movie when she was out late, you know, visiting the boss.
Yes. What a great film. I'm just recommending it to the guys here in the studio. And I thought, you know, it's something that you really have to see, and it's inspiring, absolutely inspiring.
Yeah, it's I've got it on DVD, and it is great. It's a good movie. It's terrifying, but it's good.
It is.
Okay.
And if you have time, you know, if you have Prime, you should watch Two Swedish Dicks.
movie recommendation.
There's a series called Two Swedish Dicks.
Okay.
And there are two detectives that do their thing. Yep. All right. Well,
Mark, thanks, you. Brothers.
All right.
Thanks for all the calls this year. Happy New Year to you.
Not exactly.
Appreciate it.
Not exactly revolutionary, but.
Okay.
They do their thing.
Right.
Guy Fawkes.
Okay. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can sleep better. You can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find out about their lifetime guarantee. They're available on Madison's East Side or West Side, or just go online, verlo.com. Back to the phones we go.
Oh, let's
Dick
do that.
Is on the line with a call for us this morning, 608-879-8255. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Happy New Year's early.
Thank you.
The perfect New Year's person. Trump, when you think about it, because he's like the ultimate New Year's resolution, because nobody ever keeps him. And yesterday, Turner Classic played his movie yesterday, The Manchurian Candidate.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good one.
That is. Perfect. Thank you, Dick. He's gone now. All right.
And now, you know, I have this one story. You know, it's a dumpster fire Tuesday.
Yes.
16 people who voted for Donald Trump are sharing exactly why they're already questioning their decision. This is by Sarah Thompson.
Really?
In an article. Yep.
Already?
Yeah.
He's not even president.
I know. Post-election day, we asked Trump voters of the BuzzFeed community to tell us what they wish they'd known before they voted for him.
Okay.
Well, all you have to do is listen to the right radio stations, and you'll know exactly what to expect and why they might now regret it. The results are interesting. And the first one, this will ring true for us here in the studio.
Right.
The first response is, and this is a quote, "Well, this is the truth as I see it. I voted and let the chips fall where they may. Now I get to wait and see."
There's that wait and see
again.
Yeah,
wait and see line, right? I wonder if my brother's... You know, maybe there's a meme out there, the wait-and-see meme.
Maybe.
God. All right, here's one response. "My 20-year-old son is now worried about losing health insurance. Our family joke is that the Affordable Care Act's best chance to remain is with a few minor tweaks, an obligatory victory lap, and be rebranded as Trump Care." That's their wish.
Okay.
All right.
Trump Care.
That's not going to happen. I wish I knew he would mess with the Department of Education. I have two kids with IEPs, and one is in college.
An IEP is an individualized education plan. I believe that's what it
all
stands
right.
for. Yeah.
Oh. I wish I knew he would mess with the Department of Education.
Just mess with it. He's talking about getting rid of it.
Yeah. I know. It's a very strange comment. "I wish I had known who Trump's cabinet picks would have been. He is nominating poorly qualified and morally compromised individuals."
Yes.
And the last one, "The threat of tariffs has caused insurance companies to reverse their previous approval of drug therapies. What happened in the meantime? The threat of tariffs. And guess where my drug is manufactured? China." So there is some worry from a few people about what might happen with those tariffs.
Already regretting their decision to vote.
Yeah.
Have to keep track of that. That list is growing, apparently.
it was quite the list.
Yes. 729, coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning.
John Gordy Show. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Tuesday. Happy New Year's Eve. Today is often a day for reflection, and as we round out the year, we recap 2024 with Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. Stick around.
Steffes Group has been in the business of marketing farm, construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auctions for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region of the United States, their team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffes today.
Gene Schrieffer leads Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. He reflects on how the FSA office has been able to adapt to some of the challenges since he started with the office about 4 years ago.
We were in the midst, turned out to be the tail end of COVID, doing a lot more remote work. And thinking back to those times and before then, it wasn't until we had our backs against the wall that we were forced to change, to learn different ways of delivering farm programs. You know, and I remember USDA, FSA offices, NRCS offices were closed. It was remote. We had to do things by phone. Thinking about all the times I had to come into the office to fill out my crop reporting, fill out this form, complete this survey, whatever. It's like, oh, how are we going to do that? And we figured it out, or they figured it out. I hope we continue with that momentum.
Gene Schrieffer is the director of Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. Stick around for more agribusiness news coming your way.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Here's what's happening in Wisconsin agriculture on a Tuesday. The state's show pig industry continues to grow, and it's drawing families from not only farms or hobby farms, but also urban areas. And as the demand for show pigs rises, Wisconsin breeders are stepping up to meet it. The swine team with the Division of Extension is hosting the Show Pig Symposium. This will be on January 11th at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. The event is open to everyone, from first-time pig owners to experienced breeders. Attendees are asked to register by January 3rd. You can do that at WPPA.org. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Happy New Year's Eve.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers possible here today. Our high in the low 30s with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight we're going to drop down into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we lead into Civic Media's New Year's Eve celebration with Lou Regani, with highlights from my appearances on some of your favorite Civic Media shows. Happy New Year, everyone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Bum, bum, ba-da-ra, bum, bum.
let friends drive anywhere without listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Okay.
Well, they're really celebrating in Sydney.
It's going on and
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I guess why celebrate in the U.S.? I mean, they did it all. All right.
Oh, we got to celebrate.
Yeah.
I wonder what it would be like to go to the New York, Times Square.
Probably awful. You're just standing there.
Claustrophobia?
Yeah, with a crowd of people and you're standing there for hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happens if you got to go to the bathroom?
Well, I think they've got a plan for that. You can go.
I think there's a city street. They do it already.
Even
without New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, should we get to the... let's get to the
big lie of the year.
The big lie of the year.
Okay.
Yep.
There's a lot of lying going on.
Everybody ready for the big lie of the year? This is from PolitiFact. They always check out who lies and who doesn't, and
they keep track.
Well, yes, they actually have kept track of this.
Well, good.
Well, there was a lie of the year, and this is my pet peeve about, the lie of the year. Sometimes they're really scraping the barrel, and they're really trying to really hard to do this. But the lie of the year at one time was Barack Obama promising that if you wanted to keep your physician, you could, when he was developing the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare.
Right.
And what happened was the insurance companies decided to change up their plans and reformat their plans and put them on the ACA. And in doing that, the old plans were given up. And for some reason, I don't know why, but some of the doctors weren't included in the new plans, even though obviously they have their own network. I don't see why the doctors would have changed it all, but for some people, they didn't get their doctor again. And so a few Americans,
that was the lie,
and it was absolutely incorrect. It wasn't a lie. It wasn't something he was aware that could happen. It's just something that did happen, and they blamed Obama for lying. And I just thought it was totally unfair. And I'm still stinging from that.
It's a lie because every politician ever always keeps every one of their promises.
That's right. Exactly. But okay. But this is the lie of the year. Should we play the song? Let's
Springfield, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
People of Springfield, please don't eat my cats.
I just love this song.
Why would you do that? Eat something else. People of Springfield, please don't eat my dog. Here's a catalog of other things to eat.
They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
They're eating the cats.
Meow, 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 meow.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
They're
eating the
cats. Really just... The thing is, the rhythm is actually what he did during presidential debate.
Yeah, it's natural.
It came with that rhythm. It's just fantastic stuff.
Perfect.
And the thing is, the right wing did believe that. They actually believed all those lies.
Yeah.
So they're angry that this is picked as the lie of the year. Dylan Houseman, editor-in-chief of the conservative Daily Caller, in a column decrying PolitiFact's choice for the dubious award, huffed, "It's hard to imagine a more perfect encapsulation of the total rot of American media than this. It is the equivalent of a speck of dirt sitting at the base of a mountain." Oh, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's a damn lie.
That's the lie of the year.
By the way, it was admitted as being a lie. Mm. Cut 157, this is J.D. Vance confirming that. Right. Let's listen.
That Haitians are eating dogs and cats. Can you affirmatively say now that that is a rumor that has no basis with evidence?
Dana, the evidence is the firsthand account of my constituents who are telling me that this happened. And by the way, I've been trying to talk about the problems in Springfield for months, and the American media ignored it. There was a congressional hearing just last week of angel moms who lost children because Kamala Harris let criminal migrants into this country who then murdered their children.
Not true.
The American media totally ignored this stuff until Donald Trump and I start talking about cat memes. If I have to, create stories so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do, Dana, because you guys are completely letting Kamala Harris coast. You had one interview with her. You talk about pushing back against me, Dana. You didn't push back against the fact that she cast the deciding vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which is why a lot of Americans can't afford food and housing.
You just said that you're creating a story.
Public policy.
Sorry, you just said that you're creating the story.
What's that, Dana?
You just said that this is a story that you've created. So the eating dogs and cats thing is not
accurate. Dana, it comes from firsthand accounts from my constituents. I say that we're creating a story, meaning we're creating the American media focusing on it.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. Let's try to get away from that. All right. Anyway, that's the admission, and that is the lie of the year. And I think we all agree that that is the lie of the year.
Yeah. Plus,
lot to choose from.
Plus a catchy little song came out of
it. Oh, so yeah. Nice. I kind of like that song a lot. You know, there are very few times where I'm going to say I agree with Steve Bannon, but in this case, I am going to say in part I am agreeing with Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
You got to watch what you say with this guy.
Well, he's had a lot to say lately about Elon and
yes,
Vivek.
And the H-1B visas.
Yes.
He's being honest about it. Why don't we play cut 158 here? Let's listen.
This whole thing about, we want to get all this and they're only geniuses. That's H-1B visas. That's not what it's about. It's about taking American jobs and bringing over essentially what become indentured servants at lower wages. Like I told those guys, hey, if you got an Einstein every 25 years, come to us. Maybe we can make an exception for Einstein. Maybe if it's proven. The whole thing's a scam. This thing's a scam by the oligarchs in Silicon Valley to basically take jobs from American citizens, give them to what become indentured servants from foreign countries, and then pay them less. Simple. To let him into through the golden door.
That's it. Now, you have to agree with that, even though he is taking the side of the xenophobia that is going on the right. Okay. So that's part of it. That's why I agree partially with what he is saying. We have been dealing with this H-1B problem for a long, long time. The problem with it is that we've known about it for ages, absolute ages on this. Remember, I played the clips from 2005 on the H-1B visa scam where they bring in engineers from another country and they get paid less, taking jobs away from American engineers, people in this country. Now, I want to just bring this up because this is really important. There's a reason why we don't have as many engineers is because the Republicans are preventing funding for our colleges, where our colleges are churning out the new engineers of this country. And we're seeing it happen in Wisconsin as we speak. They approved $190 million or whatever for the engineering school expansion, right? They approved that.
Right.
We thought, okay, this is going to happen. No.
Yeah.
They have now delayed action on building the engineering school, expanding it, because $27 million was transferred from another university to the UW to help fund an extra floor on the engineering department, and they're calling that into question. They're wondering why they had $27 million at another university in excess money. All of this stuff is just an excuse to hold up the engineering school that we need desperately in this country. I mentioned, 1,200 new students were entered into it. If this engineering school were expanded, they would have 5,500 new engineering students at the UW.
5,500?
Yes.
Wow.
So that is quite an expansive amount of new engineers being trained at our college. So if we did that, we'd add to the engineering problem, or not add to it, but we'd take away from that problem. We'd actually have a market now for new engineers to find jobs and help this country along. And we wouldn't need the H-1B visas that right. Trump and everybody else is now calling for. This is a way to get immigrants into this country who are paid less.
Yeah.
Just
speaking of engineering, have you seen this text that just came?
Oh, yeah, no.
Let's see what mouse there a little bit. This is a real product. They said, we were talking about Times Square. I know Sam just saw it. We're talking about Times Square and how do people stand there for hours and hours and, you know, waiting to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Regarding your question of where to go to the bathroom at Times Square New Year's Eve party, this is a real product and they sold them out in less than 24 hours at $75 a piece. It's a diaper.
It is.
It's an engine.
The pit diaper.
Liquid death and depend. The pit diaper. It's a video.
It's a YouTube video. The pit.
I'd be interested.
I'm a little scared to watch this video.
Look at that thing.
Is there a way for you to just kind of preview that
while we're
chit chatting? I'd love to find out. I got this other part of this.
$75.
I got this other part of the story about the A-1B visas. I want to get this out.
Oh, all right.
Because of criticism by Laura Loomer. Who spent time on her X account attacking Musk and tech executives who share that view of bringing more visas in and more immigrants in for less pay.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Musk then retaliated against Loomer and his other MAGA friends turned critics that evening by censoring them on the platform.
Oh.
Now, this is X is the freedom platform.
Right.
This is where he is going to bring freedom of speech.
Sure.
Into the social media circle. Well, he isn't. He took away, he's censoring them by removing their verification badges and hurting their engagement in the community. So, yeah.
So Laura Loomer is criticizing.
Now criticizing Trump, not for him.
Hmm.
She did a lot of photo ops with Trump, but I guess now not so much.
Yeah. So she's on Steve Bannon's side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. This is going to go on for a while.
It is.
Split in the Republican Party.
It is. This is a big deal. They're calling, they're calling the MAGA contingent out there, the hardworking Americans, names.
Right.
They use the R word, which I apologize to the to the father yesterday who texted us and said, I just don't want to hear that word on the air.
Well, yeah.
He's right. But, I wanted to give perspective here. I mean, this is how brutal, how grotesque these people are being at this point. And, they're just attacking their own base at this point. So did you listen to it there?
The pit diaper?
Yeah.
I just listened to it. They've got a 1-minute commercial. Can
we play it?
Can we play it?
Let's
check it out.
Isn't the mosh pit? It's the bathroom. Mile-long lines flipping on pit and toilets filled with puke. What's a music fan to do? Introducing the pit diaper from Liquid Death. Now you never have to leave the pit or worry about leaks ever again. Powered by Defend Guards, the pit diaper locks away recycled Liquid Death mountain water, flavored sparkling or iced tea, and helps neutralize odor instantly. The pit diaper offers trusted all-show protection. And with Pit Diaper's sleek design, no one will ever notice you're wearing it. It's the only diaper crafted from premium cruelty-free pleather. And it's also the only diaper endorsed by metal drummer Ben Kohler. Wow! So skip the dangers of a mid-show bathroom break and stay in the safe confines of the mosh pit. Get your limited edition Pit Diaper by Liquid Death and Depend today. Hurry, supplies are extremely limited.
Oh my gosh.
Now, thanks to the Pit Diaper, you can rock out.
Trump endorse this again? He ought to be selling it.
Yeah, this could go to Trump.
Yeah, maybe.
Might ordered a whole bunch of the Liquid Death, it's called.
Could be.
All right, we're going to take a break here.
We've got odds and ends, some tidbits, some leftovers right around the corner.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hi, this is John Peterson. I'd like to wish you and the people you claim as your family a joyous greeting of happy holidays from everybody who supposedly works here at Civic Media. Season's greetings. Get over it.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers.
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers.
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers.
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Got a lot of leftovers for the whole year.
We got a few
stacking up for today.
Yeah, we're worried about, you know, what the new Trump economy is going to look like.
Right.
Somebody posted a whole bunch of headlines from the past. Trump's bankruptcies, basically. How about the U.S. farm bankruptcy surged 24% on the strain of Trump trade war with China? Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about U.S. steel companies face downturn despite Trump claims of revival? Or Trump's tariffs hit local builders, home buyers hard? Or U.S. manufacturing industry is in a recession now? And that's all during the Trump administration's first attempt at controlling the economy.
Well, I'm sure he learned
a
lot
from
the first time around.
Well, I'm sure.
It'll be a lot better this time.
Well, you think? Yeah, I think so, too.
Wait and see.
All right. Why don't we I want to play something here. This is Trump now changes his mind about TikTok. All right. And this is cut 159.
He's on board with it.
He loves TikTok. It helped him become president. So let's check this out here.
And that's President-elect Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to hit pause on a law that could potentially ban TikTok in the U.S. next month if the app doesn't find a U.S. owner. Trump filed a brief in the case challenging the new law, requesting a stay on the January 19th deadline to give his administration an opportunity to negotiate a resolution. I have so many questions. One is, does the president even have standing to do this? And what kind of a motion is this? Is this an amicus brief? Is this a writ? I don't know what this is. And can he just involve himself in a case that he's not, you know, a party to?
These are all great questions. I have the same questions, too, because normally in the Supreme Court, you've got this very buttoned up group of lawyers who argue specific legal issues. And here's Trump coming in like a bull in a china shop. It's like the movie Legally Blonde, where he comes in and he just starts spouting off stuff like, I have a huge electoral mandate. I am the smartest and the best, and I can negotiate this. So just pause everything. Let me step in and let me handle this. There's nothing in the law that says he can do that, but he's Donald Trump. He appointed 3 out of these 9 justices, so he thinks he can do it. I don't know if the Supreme Court's going to go along with it, but it is really interesting that Trump, who often thinks he's above the law, is now doing something I've never seen before in front of the Supreme Court.
Unprecedented is the word of the, well, probably next 4 years.
Unprecedented.
So, yeah, just go to the Supreme Court, just right away. Just sure. Take the case
there. Go right there. Why wait?
Yeah. Crazy stuff. All right, how about the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the world, and that is climate change.
Oh, is
my MAGA friend in Milwaukee always says it that way. It's the way he talks about it. It's obviously not happening, but now apparently it is. If we listen to this, cut 154, and Trump's former national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, said there were 2 main reasons for Trump's obsession with Greenland. Let's check this out.
Well, the latest is Greenland is a highway from the Arctic all the way to North America, to the United States. It's strategically very important to the Arctic, which is going to be the critical battleground of the future, because as the climate gets warmer, the Arctic is going to be a pathway that maybe it cuts down on the usage of the Panama Canal. And the Russians and Chinese are all over the Arctic.
There you go.
Are we finally going to get the Northern Passage?
Maybe.
A way for ships to get through the Arctic?
Right.
Well, nice try, but ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen.
We're not going to buy Greenland?
No.
How about Canada?
We're just going to have to go through the Panama Canal.
Well, maybe we should get that back, huh?
Yeah, well, maybe we should.
We only got a couple of minutes left. Do we have time for a call here? Catherine is on the line. Good morning, Catherine. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to be part of the last few minutes of the 2024 and thank you for your unbelievable work this year. You guys, the 3 of you, just kept us going through the worst election ever in my lifetime. And I'm just so grateful to you guys for everything you do.
Yeah,
Thank you very much. We appreciate you being in our corner.
Yeah, and not only that, but on the air with us here as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
You've got to do a show for us for our holiday party. You're going to have to perform.
Okay.
Are we?
We've got a comedy routine.
It's time to bust out those tuxes again.
Yes. Yeah, we'll do our comedy routine.
At the mic.
Our old Vegas comedy show. Yeah.
Please.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you, Catherine.
Yeah, Catherine.
We appreciate
thank you. And have a good year.
Thank
new
you.
New year as well, okay?
Yes, happy new year to everybody here in the Civic Media organization.
Yeah. You know, tomorrow is just another day.
What do you mean?
It is just another
day. It's 2025, but tomorrow is just another day.
Well, you can ring in the new year with Lou Rigani tonight, the Civic Media Sunday morning show. You know him from Music of the Stars. He's going to have a special New Year's Eve version of the show. It begins tonight at 7 o'clock, going all the way to 1 a.m. on New Year's. 6 hours of great music and stories. It's always a fun time. Yeah. Lou Rigani does a great job.
So I feel like we don't have to celebrate now because Sydney had such a big celebration and it got so much coverage this morning that it's kind of a come down, you know,
it's
in New York.
One. Okay.
You know, the advantage of living like not on either end of the, like living in the middle of the international dateline is that you've got all of this time that you can celebrate New Year's over and over and over again every hour.
Keep drinking all day long, night. Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah, sounds like a really good idea from a Gen Zer.
Be careful out there. If you are going out, you know, get a cab, get an Uber, get a Lyft. All right, take it
all
easy.
Right.
That's going to do it for us. We'll talk to you next year.
Oh, yes.
See what I did? Okay, never mind.
I know, I heard
it. I hate it. Okay. Everybody going to be okay?
I think we're all good.
Are we done? That's it. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great night, day. I don't know.
Celebrating a little bit early here in the morning. We really got to stop the shots.
So long.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be here with a Tuesday tangent from Luke, and we'll celebrate the new year. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 2025 has arrived in Sydney, Australia. Over a million people were there when midnight arrived with music, fireworks, and indigenous performances. Here at home, over a million people expected to brave the rain tonight in New York's Times Square. Security is tight. A team from the NTSB arriving in South Korea to join investigators at the scene of one of the worst aviation disasters in history. ABC News contributor John Nance, a pilot, doesn't expect quick answers about the commercial jet crash Sunday that killed 179 people on board.
As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised to see a final report take a year. By the same token, we will know very rapidly what some of the major factors were.
The Biden administration is accusing China of a major security breach at the Treasury Department and accused of accessing unclassified documents. Not clear if the incident's related to a hack last month that targeted telecommunications. This is ABC News.